Afternoon, one and all. Scotty K, Lannan Cabby, anti-EU campaigner, going over the week's past events as I saw them. Now, I'm no Boris fan, as this man has helped bring the Lannan Cab trade to its knees. But I can't help thinking that he may have had pressure put upon him from higher up the chain, even all the way up to the top of the EU. Maybe this is why he wants Britain to leave the EU. His interview on the Mars show was fantastic viewing, and like him or not, he is a major asset for the Leave campaign. In fact, if you look at all of those on the side of out, they are a true mix of characters, all with passion and pride for this nation. Another TV interview I enjoyed watching last week was that of Matthew Hancock, the Tory Paymaster General in favour of staying in the EU. He was on the Daily Politics show with Andrew Neil, who showed that many of the facts given by the Remain side were totally untrue. Look it up if you can, it was brilliant to see a man in his position squirm in his seat. Most of this week, however, has been about Turkey's deal with the EU. 6 billion euros, free movement by the end of June, incidentally just after our referendum, and an agreement to take one refugee from the Turkish camps for every refugee returned to them caught crossing the Aegean Sea. It seems Erdogan has negotiated a much better deal for his country than Dopey Dave did for us. And Turkey aren't even an EU member. What's to stop the Turks issuing passports to all of those people sent back to them by the UN ships? They'll be free to go to Europe by July, and Turkey will also be able to empty the refugee camps this money is supposed to go towards supporting. Unbelievable. And meanwhile, 4,000 migrants a day are still entering Greece, who are again on the brink of financial ruin, even though they've put their own people through major hardship. Just how much more can they take? In fact, if you look around the rest of the EU, it doesn't look good. Cyprus will be seriously affected if Greece spins out of the euro. Portugal is set to become the new Greece, followed by Italy, whose banks hold the highest amount of bad debt across the whole of Europe. Spain has 50% unemployment amongst its young. Belgium has become a haven for terrorists. Sweden has the highest level of rape crime in the Western world. Germany is facing serious social and economic difficulties. France is in decline. And many of the Eastern European countries are surrounding themselves with barbed wire. Far-right movements are on the rise across the whole of Europe. It is a total mess. And those in charge just don't have a clue what to do about it. Their only answer, it seems, is to throw our good money after bad. And then let's look at two European countries outside of the EU, Norway and Switzerland. Is it any coincidence that they are the two richest countries per head of population in Europe? I think not. I said last week that the in-camp is putting its faith, ironically, in the fear factor and suggesting things that might happen as no one knows for sure what will happen. Well, here's my prediction. If we remain, I'll give it 10 years at most before the EU collapses anyway, taking us with it, leaving everyone in ruin. If we leave, I'll give it 5 years before the EU collapses. And in that 5 years, you'll see the euro fall, with investors moving to a safe currency, the pound, investing heavily in Britain, driving our economy. Many others will soon follow us, and Europe will once again be what it should be. A rich, diverse, cooperative, tolerant, talented, fair, innovative and industrious continent every European country is proud to be a part of, all having respect for each other. Without a doubt, the politicians have totally ballsed it up. Are you prepared to put your faith in such an inept bunch, along with the unelected, unaccountable failures who run the EU? I, for one, certainly am not. Neither, too, apparently, is the Queen. But it's a lot harder to throw her out of her position than it is someone like John Longworth of the British Chamber of Commerce. It seems you can speak for the Remain camp without fear of reprisals, yet the slight inference that Britain is better off leaving the EU and the government will have you out on your ear. So much for free speech. Right, on that note, that's me done. So until next time, keep yourself safe and be lucky.